The gods made men, men made steel.
Heavy man. This is a band called Coven 13. Again, they are playing at Kelly's Bar in Hamtramck on Saturday night. This is something they're calling Q-Sty stock, or else it's metal and meat. Take your pick. They're going to start cooking around 3 o'clock outside. It's a competition. Bring your own, preferred your own homemade barbecue sauce and pork meat. They're going to have a cook-off. I don't know what the prizes are, but I'm sure the food will be tasty. Along with Coven 13 at this show, they're going to have an acoustic open mic set from 4 to 7. Then they've got Seven Ways West, Sucker Punch, 7 and 8. Coven is at 9. Marjorie's Kane, I think I wrote. Marjorie's Kane is at 10 o'clock. Everplay is at 11 at 12 o'clock. Band from Earth. Happening Metal Night at Kelly's in Hamtramck. Woo! The Cambodian Space Band is playing Northern Lights Saturday night. A band called Black Dog, Native Signal, Electric Corpse, and Tender Tiger are playing the Rockery. That's down on Eureka Road in Wyandotte. Saturday night. Again, Sound Logic has the show that I played the music for earlier. They have a show Saturday night at the New Dodge along with Citizen Smile and I can't read my own writing. I apologize. I'm trying to do too many things. The Beggars! The Beggars have a 12-inch 45. Release party at PJ's Lager House on Saturday night. Along with them will be the Oscillating Fan Club and the A-Gang. This is a Motor City special release of New Beggars. Steven's got a new lineup in his band, and they'll be doing that. Big Gray and the Motor City Kings are doing a no-cover show in Rochester at the Rochester Mills Beer Company. And let me see if I can bring up some more music here, and I'll just talk over it. Electric Corpse has a show. They're going to be doing a show at, that was one I was starting to talk about, the Rockery. That's down on Eureka Road in Wyandotte. Along with the Electric Corpse will be Black Dog, Native Signal, Republic, and Tender Tiger. I already played some Stiffy and the Dirty Virgins. Again, they're going to be at Ritz. Hounds Below. Oh, tonight at the Shelter, they've got a show, an interesting show with the Illiges, George Morris, Carjack is going to be there, and the Cray Crays. This is something that's being filmed by a film crew called Fueled by Detroit. Tonight, there's a free show down there with that. I talked about that earlier. Next Thursday, if you want to plan a little ahead, Hounds Below, Lord Scrummage, and Haunted House will be playing there again. This is a free show at Shelter at Thursday night. Show starts about 9, and they're filming it for a soon-to-be television show called Fueled for Detroit. They're having a jazz fest. Actually, it's the 18th anniversary of the Jazz on the River down in Trenton at Elizabeth Park, Saturday and Sunday. Music starts at 1, and last band should hit the stage at 8 o'clock both days. Again, this is Electric Corpse. They have a show Saturday night at the Rockery. We are about to go live in the studio as soon as we get a thumbs up from our sound engineer. We've got the band the Bell Islanders in today, blending veteran bands of the Black Market and Dave Edwards from the Bluff, and creating a new style of island music based out of Detroit. But let's give a listen to Electric Corpse, and we'll be ready to go live in just a matter of minutes here on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Acids. Yes, they have a show at Smalls on Saturday, and along with them will be the Death Voyagers and Like the, as well as the Counter Elites. This is a 7-inch release party for the Amino Acids at Smalls, and we are about to go live with the Bell Islanders real soon. In the meantime, let's give Amino Acid a chance. We're going to bring down the Amino Acids and bring up Mr. White. Are you ready?
We are ready. We just turned on a recorder, and we're ready to go. Today, on the Motor Live Drive at 5, we have the Bell Islanders here in the studio. Hey, guys and gals, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, you are. In fact, why don't we just get started right away? What are you going to start out with?
We're going to start out with a song written by Bobby Darin, reggaefied, called Dream Lover. every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charm. 'Cause I want a girl to call. So true, and the hand that I can hold to feel you near as I grow old, because I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Someday, I don't know how, I hope to.
Today we have the Bell Islanders here in the studio. In fact, Mr. Islander, would you like to introduce the band?
Mr. Islander?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
All right. My name's Dave Edwards, and I'm singing. And to my left is April Monteleone, and she's singing.
Hello.
Yeah, and her husband Bob on guitar.
And singing.
And singing, yeah. And Jim McGarrion on the bass.
And singing.
And singing. And singing. And Matt Wixom on the keyboards, Mitch Purdy on the box.
And
not singing.
and all together, that makes up the Bell Islanders.
Yes.
Here on the Live Drive at 5. In fact, you've got a big CD release party coming up.
We have a CD release party tomorrow night. Johnny G's and Mont Clemens, next door to the Macomb Music Theater. Come on out. Buy some CDs or get some CDs, grab some.
And you've got a couple other gigs coming up.
Oh yeah,
as well.
On Saturday night we will be down at the Dino's in Ferndale, Fashionable Ferndale.
That one's being advertised as the Acoustic Madness. Is that going to be the full band, or is that going to be just an acoustic set, or is that a misprint in the paper?
Acoustic Madness is me and April and Mitch, and a bass player named Ken Pesek, and so we're going to do. Play an opening set, and then at the main part of the night, the Bell Islanders are going to play a set.
Whoa. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's a double bill.
It's a double bill.
Oh, well, a two for one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's no cover, so.
That's even better.
Even better.
Hey, and you guys have sounded real sweet going over the air.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Hatch. In fact, could we have some more of that sweetness?
Sure. Nothing's going to stop us. This is the title cut.
Thank you.
nothing's gonna stop us. Are you with me tonight?
With you here. It sounds great.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a title tune off your brand new record coming out. And I got a question. Biggest thing is, I know you guys played in a couple of other bands. You're played in one of the best reggae bands in town, Black Market, and one of the best rock bands, The Look. But how did you guys get together from that?
It's a good question. Me and Mitch played with Dave back in the early 90s. In the second version of The Look, you know, it actually was active recording, putting out original music in the 90s, and we worked quite a bit for
two or three years,
but we probably played like 500 gigs in that time. With no exaggeration, yeah.
Knowing Dave's work, you know, schedule, I'm sure.
Back then, it was a lot of gigs, you know, you could play 5-6 nights a week if you wanted to, and we did.
A lot. When I look back at some of those, I just think, how did we do that?
Yeah.
And we started putting some reggae stuff into the set back then, too.
Well, I was always a fan of Black Market because we shared the same photographer, Bob Alford. The very first album cover, Bob Alford, the famed photographer. Jim, doesn't he have a thing at the Rolling Stone? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now.
In fact, no.
Very well published.
And
Henry Ford, actually.
So I was aware of Black Market because I was a fan. You know, back in the 80s, they did an album called Air Freight. But the very first record was We're Gonna Rock. The very first photo that he ever did, or album cover he ever did. And then he did the second one. And then he I think Black Market or Toby Red was the next. I'm not sure of the order there, but yeah. So I actually was aware of Black Market through their music, because I was a fan, and also through their photographer, who was also my photographer.
All right, but yeah, in fact, Black Market was one of the best reggae bands in the city. You ran won Detroit
Numerous
Music Awards several times.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Where are those awards, Bob? You use them as doorstops? Or?
How did Black Market get together and turn into the Bell Islanders?
Well, it's just another island, so it's kind of island sound.
Very good.
Actually, there was a compilation that Dave used to listen to, and he turned me on to. It was a mid-70s, a lot of obscure 70s reggae stuff. I just fell in love with it, and we said, you know, we got to record these songs, and that's how the band started. We went into the studio and started recording a bunch of those songs. Yeah. And actually, that might be a good leeway to the next two songs. Why don't we go into a couple of songs from that first album?
Actually, we're going to do one from Jim first.
Oh, Jim, okay.
Yeah, we're going to do from the new album. Jim's making his recording debut. I mean,
as a vocalist, baby.
As a vocalist, that's what I meant.
You decide.
Yeah, tell him to get up closer to the mic when he sings.
Oh, I will.
Until you hear him, then you're going to tell him to get farther away from the mic.
Oh, ouch. Anyways, this song is relevant because it's summertime, but it was a couple of weeks ago. It was really hot. And that's it. This one's called It's Too Hot, sang by Jim McGarrion.
I wish I had a hat with a great big swimming pool. Cause it's too hot. Feels like fire in the street. It's too hot. I can't stand this heat. It's too hot. I've got to find some relief. It's too hot. Lord, so I can't see.
Well, we've got people calling in and writing in online. And, in fact, we've got one person writing in from Scotland and says, oh, what does he say? He says it sounds great. He likes this.
And we got a call from a loyal listener, Ben, who says that you guys have a rock and roll feel and you threw in some reggae and you're Detroiters and he loves it. So, all right, Jimmy, you're it's too hot. Got some reactions out here.
All right. In fact, with all this reaction, why don't we just keep the music going?
All right.
I think the drummer has a phone call.
This next song is going to feature April. Oh. And it's called, it's a Bob Dylan song, actually.
Yeah. Which we reggaified, which we love to do.
Yeah. So to make you feel.
To make you feel my love. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Now you said that was a Bob Dylan song. You've also got some originals on your new CD, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
In fact,
we did one.
Most of them, yeah.
Nothing's Gonna Stop Us was an original.
In fact, you've got a few things that are a little different than what you brought in today on your CD, don't you?
Right. There's a song called Try One More Time where we actually have a horn section, one of the originals that we wrote. Mm-hmm. And you want to play that one?
Yeah, why don't we give that a try?
Okay, listen. It's called Try One More Time.
Try, but can't get things right.
All right, a song off the brand new Bell Islanders CD. In fact, they've got a CD release party coming up when?
Tomorrow night.
Whoa, what time?
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock at downtown Mount Clemens at Johnny G's on Walnut Street, 27 North Walnut.
All right. Now, if they can't make it to that show, to that particular show, where else can they pick up one of the brand new CDs?
Oh, yeah. HanzyRecords.com.
Hanzy Records will be on iTunes shortly. It'll be in all the area independent record stores. Probably as soon as we leave here, we're going to hit a couple of places. But, yeah, it's available. But we're going to be playing at Dino's on Saturday night as well. People can't make it on the east. They can't make it to the east side. Come out to the west side.
Ferndale. Fashionable Ferndale.
At 9:30.
The photo on the front is an interesting picture. I see it was taken by Mitch Purdy, the drummer. Is that correct?
The reggae man.
Mitch took that in Brazil.
Oh, okay. I knew I looked like the islands or somewhere. Very interesting cover.
He can't really talk because he doesn't have a
mic. I know. We never give drummers a mic. They're troublemakers.
But basically, it looks like a hot dog stand, a movable hot dog stand that you might see in New York City or in downtown Detroit. And it's actually a little mini.
Full of CDs.
Yeah, full of CDs with a real loud stereo system built in running on a car battery. You see the big speakers attached on either side. So,
as the title says, nothing's going to stop them.
Right.
Well, hey, nothing's going to stop us. What are you going to provide us for the next song?
We do a song called I Man Bitter. It's from our first record, and it goes back to that compilation that kind of inspired the beginning of the band. Compilation was called Feeling High, but this song is called I Man Bitter.
Walking down the street and you saw the army on their feet, what would you do? And then you turn around, you face your gun right on the edge, what would you do? For the gunning and the running and the curfew time again, shooting and the looting and the curfew time again. When the time has come to search for weapons hiding in the church, what would you do? If they carry you to jail and tell you Rasta no get bail, what would you do?
All right. Talk about that real reggae feel. You guys have it.
Thank you.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. In fact, what's the best way for people to get a hold of the Bell Islanders?
Hanzi Records.
And we've got a Facebook page.
Yeah. Facebook page, yeah.
And the Facebook page is the Bell Islanders?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
We like when people like us.
Whoa. All right.
We like to be liked.
But you can Google us. Google us will get you a bunch of different pages. You know, there's some video up there and stuff. So, yeah.
All right.
Did you clip one?
Yeah. Oh, we got another song I'm going to play for you here.
It's called You Can Get It If You Really Want.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last.
Okay, we wanted to give a shout out to a couple of people who've called in or checked in online. We got Chris and Colin and Ben, and who else?
Josh and Yori.
Yeah,
both say they're enjoying the show.
Great.
All right.
Well, we hope to see them this weekend then.
Yeah.
And you can see them at Johnny G's. That's in Mount Clemens,
27 North Walnut.
That's right. right next to the Bacomb Music Theater. Goes on 8 to 11, so you got to check it out. Also, Saturday night, you're at Dino's in Ferndale. That's right on Woodward Avenue, 22740 Woodward Avenue in Ferndale.
Fashionable Ferndale.
Yes. Fashionable. Yeah, Dino's is a great place. I mean, they have a full menu, and they, you know, they're going all the time. It seems like cooking it up, but they always bring in some great music. So
yeah, it's a great venue. It's a great venue.
And are you going to be upstairs there?
I don't think there is an up a down.
No, you're thinking
street level.
Oh, it's another place. Okay,
yeah.
There's several other places in Ferndale.
Ferndale's got
me.
A lot of venues.
Okay. All right.
Well, anyway, we're excited about the CD. We spent a lot of time on it.
Yep.
Over a year, and we're kind of working the bugs out, playing them together. You know, because we kind of did it.
We play in different bands.
We play in different bands, and we kind of put the album together and did bits and starts and putting these. It's a little weird because I was a little bit of a professor putting these songs together, and it's like, okay, you guys, now you got to learn these parts. So it's been a
Professor Monteleone.
Yeah, we had some weird.
I like that.
Yes, we had some weird stuff happening on the record that the guys had to kind of wait. I don't remember doing that. Okay, so we're really proud of the record though, and.
Well, in fact, would you like to try another song off that record?
Sure.
Yeah, Dave, we needed a song, and we need one more song to complete this deal here. So Dave came up with the idea of doing this song.
Yeah.
I never heard it before, but...
Well, you're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
You were listening to that New Haven, Connecticut radio stations over there.
I was listening to, WPLR, yeah.
Yeah, Long Island. You lived on Long Island, you New Yorker, you...
Yeah, so I never heard this one, and it's just different. It just stood apart from everything else.
This is a really cool song. It's a sad, sad song as far as the writer. He actually killed himself accidentally, but his name was Bobby Bloom. I think he was the first white artist to have a number one hit in Jamaica. And it's about a Jamaican city called Montego Bay.
Ah, all right. Well, we'll give it a.
The choir that we put on there was the.
Oh, here we go.
Sing out!
All right. Just got a comment from Crystal, loyal listener. Crystal, excuse me. She said she loves Montego Bay. She hasn't heard that in a long time. Hey, Crystal, glad you're enjoying the show.
Mitch brought all his toys. He had to rent the truck and bring all his percussion instruments, and he's all over that one.
Well, then he had great to go job. Get the you dropped them off. Then he had to go get the truck again and bring
right.
some more.
Two trips, yeah.
Oh man!
And today he just brought a box.
We had to rent another tape machine to get all the tracks.
Well, it sounds real good out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
In fact, Mark, Bob, are you going to take a song here?
Yeah, we're gonna do a thing called "Kicking in the Joint," something I wrote this year, actually. Yeah, a magazine article I read.
Do a shout out to Peter, who says gives you guys 4 stars, 4 out of 4, and do another shout out to Ben, who said he's sitting in his car in his driveway, he doesn't want to get out of the car, he's still listening to the show, so he's having
awesome.
A good time.
All right, we're running out of time here. You've only got about 5 minutes left. What can you give us in that time?
Is it Yeah, there's an old Bob Marley song, early Bob Marley song. It's two chords.
All right.
C and B flat.
And I do want to remind everybody to come out to your live shows this weekend. Where are they at?
Belle Islanders will be at Johnny G's on Friday night at 8 p.m. Mount Clemens, and we will be at Ferndale at Dino's at about 9:30 on Saturday evening.
All right.
And you're celebrating your official CD release of Nothing's Gonna Stop Us.
That's right.
Right.
Come and get one.
You guys start this one.
A soul shakedown party tonight. Gonna have a soul shakedown party tonight. Yeah, that you're loving me. Well, it's alright now. The way you put your loving arms around me and you hold me tight. This is my invitation. I got a special.
A soul shakedown party at Johnny G's Friday night and at Dino's in Ferndale Saturday night with the Belle Islanders. Great job, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Margaret.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in. Next week on the Motor Live Drive, we're going to have the Casio Choir, an alternative synth rock trio. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present old-time radio mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.
WHFR will be at the Dearborn Homecoming. This year's homecoming will be held August 2nd through August 4th. Join us at the WHFR booth, where we will have great items for sale, such as impossible to find CDs, WHFR hats, t-shirts, and other items. Speak with your favorite DJs and experience the magic of radio as we broadcast live. Find us August 2nd.